All right. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, the Hungry Hound from ABC 7's News, the award-winning Steve Dolinsky, the 17,000-time James Beard Award winner.
Exactly.
Steve Dolinsky. Yeah. Steve, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too.
Of
Thanks
course.
For having me on. Love to be here.
No, it's Steve Dolinsky. You can see on ABC 7 News, covering the Chicago's food scene.
Every Friday at 11:50 a.m. and every Saturday at 10.
We're talking about the James Beard Awards, which are back in town. The Oscars of food come through once a year. It used to be a New York staple, now a Chicago one through 2021. Steve, how important is it that the James Beard Awards are here in town?
It's very important, not just to raise the profile of the city, but it brings all the chefs, all the top-level talent, all the sommeliers, all the restaurateurs, all those folks that are attending this Oscars of the food world to Chicago for a couple of intensive days. And, you know, when back in the day when we'd go to New York, when it was held in New York, you would explore and you hit all the neighborhoods and what are the restaurants people are talking about and what are the nominated places and I want to see what that chef's doing. And so now that's happening in Chicago. People are checking out not only the places that are nominated, because frankly there aren't that many that are finalists from Chicago, but there are a lot of semifinalists. And so I know writers have been reaching out to me, you know, where do I need to go? Where am I going to eat? What am I going to do on Saturday and Sunday? Because there are parties, but you also want to spend time eating in some of the restaurants.
So it's good for the industry.
It's very good for our industry. I know the restaurants are all booked. And by the way, if people are wondering, why can't I get a reservation this weekend anywhere? It's because they're just jammed with out-of-towners. They're all here to eat.
You know, it's something that, you know, I think about the James Beard Awards, and we always talk about on the show because we cover food here on the Download. But I think about the NFL draft and other things that have been brought in by the city of Chicago over the years to sort of bring more tourism to Chicago. The James Beard Awards has sustained. The NFL's moved on to Philadelphia. I mean, talk about what it means that they've made the commitment to stay here through 2021. The idea that it's not just every year we have to decide whether or not it's back or if they're going to be back.
Let's be totally honest. I mean, it's money, first of all. HMS hosts, which does all the food at O'Hare, and Mariano's, which you might have heard of as a little grocery store chain, I think, somewhere in Chicagoland. They raised a lot of money. They just wrote a big check, and that certainly helps make that decision easier. It was supposed to be just a couple of years. Now, as you said, this is year number three, but it's extended through 21. So the Beard Foundation says, look, we don't have to go out and do all this fundraising. We've got one source. They're raising the money for us. Why not do it there? And frankly, Chicago is a great city to do this in. We're in the middle of the country, easy for people to get here from both coasts. I mean, I remember colleagues of mine from San Francisco, you know, lamenting the fact, I got to fly 6 hours to New York for this awards every year with a very slim chance you're going to win. And so you come to Chicago. They all have friends and relatives here. They spend maybe 3 or 4 hours on a plane. It's great for the city. And I think you're going to see more of this. I think, you know, I've talked to the mayor about this a couple of times. He really believes in culinary tourism. He thinks people, you know, they travel for culture and they travel for food. I mean, you know, there's more than just deep dish pizza here. And certainly you're going to get a piece of deep dish if you're visiting from out of town, but you got to do more than that.
You and I have talked about this before, and it kind of always centered around restaurants like Alinea, this idea that it became a destination restaurant. People would fly in from all over the world to try this. Is that that's expanding? That's past just Alinea? That's other restaurants in Chicago now that are attracting a worldwide tourist?
It is. Well, certainly Chef's Table on Netflix helps a guy like Grant Achatz get people to come to Alinea and see what he's all about. But he's also got Royster and he's got Next and the Aviary. But yeah, Rick Bayless, you know, he's celebrating 30 years this weekend at Frontera Grill. Big party on Sunday at the Art Museum, the Modern Wing. So he's got a television show, and absolutely people come to see what this Rick Bayless guy is all about. And they come, they read Food and Wine or Bon Appetit or Savour, and there's an article about Oriole, which frankly got robbed, should be nominated for Best New Restaurant in the country, did not get that. It was a semifinalist, but didn't get a finalist. That, I think, is one of the best new restaurants in the country for sure, and people have made the trip to Chicago. I've got a writer friend in Toronto, came in for the weekend, had a hit list of places to go, and asked me for feedback. And I said, you know, we're going to go have dim sum. Yeah, we're going to go have a little snack here. But yeah, you got to go to Grace or Oriole or Avec or, any of Grant's places, Publican. I mean, I send people to the high end and the low end. I don't necessarily want them all to go 4-star. And frankly, that's, you know, not everybody can go to Alinea. It's $300 a pop at least, plus
at
wine
least.
And tax and tip. Yeah,
this is $300.
Yeah, well, you can go 180 upstairs.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can 180
now
upstairs.
Now you tell me plus, this. Yeah, one time I went to Alinea, and it feels a little bit more than $300.
Yeah, well, it depends on what you drink too.
Well, but that's true.
But
drinking.
But I tell people, you know, go to Avec and Publican and some of the other places as well in the West Loop.
You know, it's surprising, and We'll take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the actual restaurants that are up for the James Beard this week, or this coming up on Monday. But it is interesting to think that there has been such an explosion. There's so many restaurants that continue to open, continue to come out. Is there a saturation point? Because Steve, you and I feel like we've had this conversation on the show before as friends. We've talked about, man, Chicago's really coming up. Is there a point where it's like, man, Chicago is too much now?
Yeah, it's not sustainable. I mean, I talk to chefs almost every day, and they're always complaining they can't find good talent. People are getting yanked to go somewhere else for a buck more an hour, and there's a lot of competition for talent. And
chefs, things like that.
You know,
right?
For chefs and back of the house. I mean, even good servers. You want to have good frontline people, and it's just super difficult to keep people. It's expensive, of course, to keep having turnover, but it's really getting difficult to keep good chefs, good cooks in these kitchens. Now, I will say a lot of these young, talented people are coming here from the coasts because you just can't afford to live in San Francisco or New York anymore. So they're coming to Chicago because you can actually have a one-bedroom apartment here for, you know, under $2,000. There is a saturation point. Like, we just saw that last week, Snaggletooth, which is a great little cured fish deli in Lakeview, they're closing. They just can't make it. And they've only been open for like 6 months.
Do you think it's any different than it was 10 years ago? Meaning you told me early on, and just the idea that most restaurants don't make it 5 years. I mean, that is the norm of the industry. Has it changed? I mean, because you could make the argument that still applies to the restaurants, even if it is a saturated market.
Yeah, I think it still applies. 5 years is a good benchmark, and not everybody makes it that far. And I really am going to be surprised if places just keep opening up at this pace. It's just like the Smith and Loyalist, with this beautiful high-end 4-star restaurant upstairs. The Loyalist is downstairs. Husband and wife team, they're doing a great job. You know, that level of cooking, plus Oriel down the street, plus Grace down the street, plus, you know, on at Blackbird. And I just don't know where all these talented young cooks are coming. You read about the executive chefs, the figureheads.
What about the audience? I mean, are there consumers coming to these restaurants?
Yeah. Well,
this is what Rahm
is saying. You know, Rahm thinks he's got, what is a 50 million person goal, I think, was what they tried to do last year to get tourists here. And yeah, I have colleagues from around the world that hear about Chicago. They know there's more than just Grant Achatz here, and they make a special trip to come here for the weekend. And they're not alone. You don't have to be a professional food writer to come to Chicago. People want to come here. You know, you got the National Restaurant Show coming up in a couple of weeks. You got conventions up the wazoo. You've got something going on here all the time. Somebody's graduation. You know, a friend's got an Airbnb. They got people coming to stay in the basement for a couple of days. You know, where am I going to eat? Where are we going to go? So yeah, you're going to go to the Publican Anchor, or you're going to go to the Trench.
Steve Dolinsky, The Hungry Hound, ABC7 here on The Download tonight. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We will we'll take a look at the Chicago representation in the James Beard Awards, which happened on Monday night here in Chicago. Stay with us. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Steve Dolinsky in studio with me from ABC7 News. We're talking about the James Beard Awards, which are in town. This is the big weekend, the Oscars of food. Lots of parties, fun things happening around town. I saw the Tribune had a whole list of them. You can find them there.
But. Well, you know, the media awards were already this past Tuesday in New York City. So they still have the book broadcast media awards in New York because they can sell about 550 tickets there to the publishing industry, the broadcast industry. And so they have an event, Pier 60 at Chelsea Piers. I went there on Tuesday, didn't win, but it was fun to be there. And
I had no idea that happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was like a part of the deal on Monday. I was going to say, all right, I'm glad that you told me that, because my next question was, Steve, I don't want to brag, but you're nominated.
Yeah, so
it's already over.
So it's over. So back in the day, they would do a Friday night event in New York for the media, or the book and broadcast, the cookbooks, and then Monday night was the restaurant awards. Now, since it's been the restaurant awards in Chicago, they downplay this fact that the media awards are still in New York.
They do that because the publishing industry doesn't want to travel.
They really don't. And I've asked, when I had this short conversation with the mayor about culinary tourism, I said, you know, is there any way you could like finagle something, like get United to donate a 747 and just like fly everybody here for free and put them up in a hotel, and, you know, just really give them an incentive to, because what you want to have happen is have all these journalists. I mean, I'm sitting next to the guy from Thrillist who won a Beard Award, and the former David Granger from Esquire magazine is next to me over here, and like to have all these guys come to Chicago for a couple of days to eat and write and absorb, that would be a huge huge right. coup for the city. So, you know, unfortunately, some people come to Chicago on Sunday or Monday for the Monday awards, and they leave Tuesday morning. So I, you know, deep down as a Chicagoan, I'm like, I want you to come right. on a Friday and spend the weekend.
Well,
here.
That's what New York did.
Yeah.
I mean, for
yeah.
even when they were together, the idea was you got into New York for the weekend. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah. Yeah, but they're just not going to do it in Chicago. They've told me this. It's never going to happen. So it's always going to be split. So anyway, Tuesday was the Cookbook Awards, the Broadcast Awards, and Journalism. And then Monday night at the Civic Opera House is the Restaurant Awards. And this is where they give out awards for best chefs from around the country. They have different regions they break it up into. Best national chef, best restaurant of the year, best restaurant design,
right.
who's who. So it's a Humanitarian of the Year, America's Classics. It's really the Academy Awards of the food world.
All right, so let's talk about that. Chicago, usually well represented.
Yeah, not so much this year. There were a lot of semifinalists, but not so many finalists. So the first category they're going to be up for, a really sexy category, restaurant design, 76 seats or over. There's actually 75 seats and under and 76 seats and over. So in that latter category, Momotaro is up for best design. Outstanding Baker is a relatively new award. So the chef or the baker from Public and Quality Bread, Greg Wade, is nominated. So he's got a very good chance, I think. As I said earlier, best new restaurant, nothing. I think we were robbed. I think Lania Brava from Bayless could have fallen in there, but also Oriole should have fallen in there.
Why do you think that is? I mean, because Oriole, it seems, I mean, as perfect an irony, I mean, Food and Wine comes out this week, puts it on the best new chef list.
Yeah.
I mean, seems like everywhere you go nationally, everyone's talking about Oriole. Why would the James Beard pass that up?
And we asked Phil Vitale on our podcast about it this week, who's the restaurant critic at the Tribune, and he said he thinks maybe the semifinalists canceled each other out. But when you look at the finalists, there are two from New York, two from San Francisco, and then one from D.C. So I have a hard time with that.
What are the New York ones?
One's from Le Cucu in New York City, and then Olmsted in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I haven't been either.
So, yeah, I haven't either.
I went to New York for one weekend last year, so I was hoping it was going to be the place in Greenwich Village. I'd be like, I've been there, but it wasn't.
So. You did Shake Shack, probably. outstanding restaurant in the country. This is a very prestigious award. This is the last award of the night. This is the Best Picture Award, if you will. And Topolobampo is nominated, so good for Rick Bayless. He's been nominated several times. Not quite Susan Lucci category, but definitely he's nominated several times. Outstanding Restaurateur. So someone who, you know, either an individual or a team that builds restaurants and does restaurants. Kevin Baim and Rob Katz from the Boca Group. And you know they've got Momotaro, Girl on the Go. Yeah, so they're nominated. They've got a very good chance of winning. And then Rising Star Chef of the Year. This is a chef 30 or younger who displays, a lot of promise. And Jenner Tomaska, executive chef over at Next. That's another Grant Achatz property. He is nominated. And then finally, the only category that's going to be a guaranteed Chicago winner is Best Chef Great Lakes.
All right, so there has been, I'm glad you're ending with this one because, you know, I've read some stuff from other places that said, you know what, there should just be a Chicago category if you're going to do this to Milwaukee, to Cleveland, to other towns that are specifically in the Great Lakes category.
Well,
and we saw, 2 years ago? I remember there were four Chicagoans and a guy from Cleveland. The guy from Cleveland won. So
you're
I can understand.
You're right.
I mean, it should just be a Chicago category and then
know.
The rest.
I don't think so. It's a good point. But here, so the Great Lakes includes Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio. And then Midwest is everybody else, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin. That's the Midwest category. So Chicago came out of that Midwest category, and they split it, actually, to have, I think, a bit more fair to these other restaurants, other cities.
Right.
But, yeah, we probably could have our own category. There is a New York City category, by the way. The five boroughs. I know, but I do think there are great chefs in these other states, and they deserve, billing here. I mean, from the Midwest, for example, there's two from Minneapolis, which totally deserve it, and two from St. Louis, and one from Milwaukee. And I think those would be overshadowed by the Chicago nominees.
True.
So as I was saying, the Great Lakes category. So Abe Conlin from Fat Rice.
He was on this week.
You got everybody. You're like the A-list booker here, man. Sarah Grunenberg from Monteverde.
Okay,
the pasta queen.
Ooh.
Beverly Kim and Johnny Clark, husband and wife from Parachute. Kind of a neo-Korean restaurant in Avondale.
She's on our live show we just did, too.
She's great. Beverly,
she's great.
Yep. Lee Wolin from Boca.
Yep.
So, boy, they could win restaurateur and restaurant there and chef. And then Erling Wubauer from Nico Osteria.
Wow, what a powerhouse.
That is
That's
a murderer's
a tough
row.
One. Let's break it down. Where do you see this one going?
Vegas odds? I think Lee Wolin. I really do. Yeah, he's been nominated a couple times before. I would say he... him or Erling probably have the best chance. They've been nominated a couple of times. Lee is really a talent. Cleveland native, by the way, as you mentioned, Cleveland. I think Boca does they've done a great job since they remodeled that restaurant. He really shows a finesse and wonderful technique in the kitchen, and not overbearing and not too pretentious and no tweezers and just really solid cooking and delicious. I mean, you want delicious. I mean, honestly, any of these folks deserve this award, but I think that he's probably the odds-on favorite.
This is the category.
It is.
This is strong. Because you can make an argument for Sarah. I mean, Sarah at Monteverdi, that restaurant got tons and tons of press.
Yeah, and well-deserved. She worked
at
Spiaggia.
And
Abe Collin, yeah, he's making his own chorizo sausage. He's doing really, I mean, and you've got to give credit to Adrian Lowe, too, his partner, business partner there, too. And I just think they do a great job. They really are all very unique. And this is the one category when the house will really be brought down because it's a local crowd. They're going to love it.
And then we didn't even mention Erling. I mean, he made the announcement
he's going to have his own restaurant coming up. Yeah, he's going to partner with Cosmo Goss, former Republican chef. Yeah, they're going to do their own thing.
Oh, man,
It's a very good lineup. I'm very excited for those guys. They're all well-deserving. But I'm just a little bummed that Chicago's not better represented here. I think New York-centric always.
I feel like they do it on purpose. Well, like it's almost like they're like, oh, it's in Chicago now? Yeah, watch what we're going to do.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to teach those guys a lesson. Yeah, pizza.
Well,
time.
I mean, you know, as you're going to have a lot of people texting you up and asking you where they should go this weekend.
Yeah.
Where would you recommend it for? Give WGN Radio a little bit of insight to where if you wanted to experience one of the restaurants that should be experienced if you were coming into Chicago.
Is it okay to plug my podcast or no?
Yes,
is that
of
not
course.
Cool?
No,
okay.
That's cool.
So the Feed podcast I do with Rick
Bayless.
Great
podcast, yeah.
We had, like I said, Phil Vitale, a Chicago Tribune employee, and Nick Kindlesberger, another Chicago Tribune employee, on our show this week. And we talked about where do you go, because we all get this question this weekend and also in 3 weeks when the restaurant show's here. So we've got a very comprehensive list of places there. But I would say it's good at this point too late to get into the fine dining places. I think Oriole's going to be difficult. I really like Publican Anchor at the nexus of Wicker Park and Bucktown, the Seven Corners there. I really think they're doing a great job. And it's not the beer, pork, and oysters like it is downtown. It's a bit more vegetable-driven. And speaking of vegetables, Bad Hunter, right next to the famous Ocheval Burger.
Right.
Very veggie-forward menu and just really delicious and a lot of seasonal stuff and just things you don't expect in a Chicago restaurant in the West Loop. I mean, you expect pizza and barbecue and burgers, but not so many with the vegetables. I really think that's a good addition to Chicago. I would, you know, if you're going to get pizza, and I know most people are like, well, maybe I should or I shouldn't. Right down the street here, La Briola does a nice job with a deep dish. They've also got some in the suburbs, but if you're coming to visit for the weekend, chances are you're going to be downtown.
Right
off of Michigan, right by your studio here, La Briola does a great job with a deep dish. I just came from Cindy's for dinner tonight, by the way, the roof of the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great space, the best view of Millennium Park in the city. You're just this majestic view right on top of Michigan Avenue. And the food was fantastic, really fun, and great cocktails. So Cindy's, the rooftop of the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel is just a great space to see.
Yeah,
They renovated that hotel.
They did
a nice
awesome.
Job. And there's, I would go to Chinatown too. I mean, there's Slurp has homemade noodles, hand pulled noodles down there right now. On Wentworth, just south of Cermak. I don't know. My wife is here looking at me. Where else should you go? I mean, there's a lot of good
That's
stuff
a lot.
There.
You gave a lot.
I gave a lot. All right.
Steve Dolinsky, ABC 7. You can check him out, the Hungry Hound segments on Friday nights.
Fridays 11:50 a.m., right before the noon hour, Saturday at 10.
And Saturday at 10. Steve Dolinsky, of course, a perennial nominee for the James Beard. Should have won. I didn't even know who you were up against, whatever it was. You should have won. Robbed.
That would have been 14.
Ah!
Just saying.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Steve, great to see you. Thanks for coming
in. You too.
In.
Thanks, man.